Yeah, look, there's been a large increase of applications for these grants, disability grants, over this last number of years, and that's very welcome news. And the news that we got yesterday also that the grants would be increased to try and meet the rising cost of materials is also very welcome. But unfortunately, there's long delays from the time the application goes in to actually a decision is made. And there's a number of factors for that there, but primary reason for that there is the shortage of OTs. The OTs are flat out, but there's not enough OTs from the HSE to carry out the assessments, which is very much needed as to the amount of and type of work that needs to be carried out for the applicant to make their house more accessible for them. So we've been on to the HSE for a couple of years now, and indeed the council have also been to try and, you know, they bring it to their attention that we need to recruit more OTs, but unfortunately to date that's been very hard to achieve. But it's good news that the grants are there, but the sort of the downside of it is the length of time it's taken for the applications, and it's leaving people frustrated. And it's also leaving people that they can't really access parts of their homes due to their medical needs. So I were just hopeful that the council said that they're looking at other alternatives. Those who are maybe in the private market, that they may be able to help and assist, and that they would take some of them on to for a period of time to get through the backlogs. So let's hope that that works. But in the meantime, if there is any OTs out there, and, you know, we certainly in the HSE here in Donegal need OTs, not just for these grants, but right across all the disability services.
What's the wider issue here? Is it that there isn't physically enough number of OTs to make the demand, or is it that the HSE can't seem to employ them? Like, are they there to be hired?
Well, this is, and we also know that there isn't enough OTs. Yes, we need to, the HSE needs to recruit more OTs. There has been a derogation given for that to happen in a number of cases, but the current embargo, recruitment embargo in relation to the HSE is having an effect on that. There's no doubt about that. But the main problem is we haven't enough OTs, not just for processing or assessing the grant applications, but right across all the other disability services as well. So, it's really at a crisis point in relation to occupational therapists. So look, the derogations need to be given. The embargo needs to be lifted, and we need to get more OTs. Not, as I say, not just to process the disability grants, but also to provide services and all the other disability services that are suffering at the minute.